7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
If you just heard a bunch of noise, meaning, but wait, where are you going? It's time for the show. Where are you? Yeah, whatever. Okay, whatever. Pippa just left. All right, as I was saying, if you were just heard the banana cha-cha, you know that it's 1930 UTC, and it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right, the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I'm pouring myself some tea. I've been drinking Gingin May for the last, I don't know, approximately 16 hours, and it's delicious. Oh, it's so good. But this might be part of my problem. Wow, it's so good. Wow, jeez. Anyway, what's happening today? Well, we need to stay indoors. It's a little rainy today. We knew the rain was coming. It has arrived. And that might be part of my problem. Boy, I had a weird... The last 24 hours or more have been a little bit weird for me. Sleeping wise, boy, last night let's just say I didn't sleep well. And I did watch the sun come up, and then that's fine and everything. But it kind of messes up the rest of my day, so I'm trying to stay normal. And I sat around forever going, geez, why did I stay up? Why did I not sleep good? And I was thinking, well, the air pressure is weird because, you know, the storm came in, so we had a weird pressure drop. So my sinuses are all strange, but I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is that I may have forgotten that this Gingin May tea does have some caffeine in it. Yeah, so I think I did it to myself because I was drinking Gingin May kind of late last night. And I went to bed at 3. And I'm sure I fell asleep fairly shortly, but then I woke up at 4:38. So I slept for, you know, maybe an hour and 48 minutes. And then I finally got up and I did some stuff, and then I thought, okay, I'm tired again. About an hour and a half later, I thought, oh, I'm tired again. No, I went to sleep and I slept for about 45 minutes. It was just stupid. So anyway, since we've got a convenient indoor day happening today, let me tell you about a couple of weird things. The resonant frequency of my bathroom, that is to say, the resonant frequency of my cat's bathroom, is starting to bother me. And what is that resonant frequency? Oh, it's, you know, somewhere around 50 or 60 hertz. Which doesn't make any sense to me, but I don't feel like testing it right now. I want to show you this, but I do not know how to demonstrate this. I haven't figured it out. Plus, I'm having a little bit of a problem with the one particular power supply, so I'm not quite as mobile in my house. Well, yeah, let's just go in there. I'll think about it. In other news, I got something in the mail the other day, but I forgot to mention it because, well, we've been going outside so much. What came in the mail? It's a little thing from the Nebraska Lottery. That's right. I have received one of my free lottery tickets in the mail. Or actually, it's a coupon for a free lottery ticket. And this did show up a couple days ago, a little bit later than usual. This coupon usually shows up at the beginning of May, not at the end of May. So I've got my knife, and we're going to open it up to see what game it's for, what coupon, what game this coupon is for. I'm having some difficulty trying to figure out a way to position this. Okay, and why can't I cut it now? Here we go. It's sort of. Now I'm cutting towards myself, not smart. Okay, I'm going to have to put this down. Okay. Okay, it's cut. We can put away the knife. And let's open this bad boy up and see what we got here. I am now the proud recipient of one free $1 2x2 quick pick. 2x2. Not the most exciting game in the world. Not the biggest jackpot game. Not the biggest jackpot game, but, well, at least it's a free bet. So that's good. I'm going to separate it from its carrier here so I can... Big sinus problems today, kids. I'm sorry. Got to throw away the carrier because it's got a stupid cartoon character on it that I do not like. And I'm going to put the coupon over there. We'll cash that coupon in here in a day or two, and I'll let you know what happens. Seems to me the last couple times we've had these, we've had a push. We've had a push, and then, well, I mean, obviously we're going to have a push. It's a free bet. So if we lose the free bet, it's a push, not a loss. But we also get the technical push on these a lot too. So maybe we'll do the classic dubious goals committee double push. It's happened more than once. Oh, yeah. What else was I going to tell you? Other than the coupon and the resonant frequency of my bathroom, I didn't really have anything planned. But I'm wondering if I should go to the store. Only because I only have one croissant. I only have one croissant left. I have to buy some more croissants so I can make sandwiches because I've been freaking out eating these yummy sandwiches. What are these yummy sandwiches for the last 4 days? 5 days? For the last 5 days now for lunch, I have eaten a turkey sandwich, but it's not any old turkey sandwich. A Texas honey mesquite smoked turkey sandwich with baby Swiss cheese on a croissant. A croissant. Croissant. How's my French? Croissant. I stuck the microphone all the way up my nose just so you could hear that proper croissant. Is that helping my sinuses? Or is that hurting my sinuses? I need more croissant. I need more of everything. I need some more turkey. I need some more croissant. I need some more lettuce. I have enough to make one sandwich. So that's what I'm eating today. And I will have potato chips. Sour cream and onion potato chips with my croissant. It's going to be good. It's going to be delicious. I'm looking forward to it. That's coming up shortly. I only have to wait about 22 more minutes. So I'm very excited. Very excited about a sandwich. I'm also very excited to play this next song because the committee is aware that I like ethnic music that blends indigenous traditions with modern technology and sounds. And we've listened to cool bands such as Tanarawen and you know, all those bands that we're always listening to, Baby Metal and Wagaki Bando. I found another one, a caucus band from Siberia, indigenous people from Siberia. You got to hear this. This is Otakon. Yes, and I think I'm in love. I love this band. That was the song Storm by Otakon. And this band consists of a few people. And this is, I think, one of those rotating lineup type of bands, because there seems to be three main people involved. These three lovely young indigenous girls who are absolutely beautiful and like to wear the most amazing regalia, ethnic regalia I've ever seen. Some great stuff. The most amazing headdresses. Just, you gotta see this stuff. And that particular song, Storm, I'm loving it because, you know, we got the traditional drums and we've got the traditional jaw harp and we've got the traditional shakers. And we've got two traditional instruments. We've got a lute-type instrument that has a wooden body with a wooden soundboard, two strings. That sounded awesome. And then there was a bass instrument that was bowed, a two-string bowed instrument, the body of which was the skull of a horse or maybe a yak or maybe a really big reindeer, whatever they got up there. And then, of course, we've got the throat singers. And then we've got the guy with the sampling keyboard that's playing the guitar samples. Blam, blam. Oh, so great. And the women are beautiful. So there's that. And I saw a really cool video last night from these guys where they were... I think the song, let's just pull it up. Where was that? I think it was a song about honey, because they were singing and dancing around some indigenous beehive cultures. And these were the coolest beehives I've ever seen. And is this the song? Is this the one right here? We're going to have to listen to some more of Otiken. And this is their song, Lord of Honey, apparently is the title. Yeah. Oh man, I love these guys. Love this band. This was a very cool video. I highly recommend watching some of these videos. Because in this video for this for this song, Lord Funny, we get to see a lot of footage of the girls in the band doing some, you know, traditional indigenous Siberian aviculture. They are tending to beehives, and these beehives are very cool. They're just chunks of log. You know, you take a log that's about 40 centimeters in diameter, that's hollowed out and old, and you just make a couple of modifications to it, and you put a hat on it. You put a conical reed top on it, and now you've got a beehive. And it's cool. And they're showing this, and then they have to harvest the honey, and so they take the honeycomb out of the logs and they put it in this traditional indigenous Siberian honey press that is sort of shaped like a pig and has a pig head on it, you know, carved pig head carved out of wood, and they press the honey and the honey comes out and they're happy. I like bees. I like bee stuff. I don't keep bees myself, but I can be hanging out with beehives in about 3 minutes. I know where all the beehives are. Oh my gosh, so great. Do we need to hear some more of this? Or should we just sort of drop into something else? I don't know. I've been pretty blown away by this. Yeah, we gotta do it. One more. Okay, what's it gonna be? Oh yeah, we gotta do this one. What's this called? Kikikacha or something? This is okay. Let's spool this one up.
Hey, 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 hey wonder.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Higher.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldson. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Damn. Look at that.
Look at that. Yes. Always good advice from Uncle Grandfather. Glad to know where to store the hamburgers. Oh, that last song. Kukakacha by Otakun. It's hard for me to say because I'm a dumb white guy in the middle of the United States. And I don't even know any indigenous Siberian people, but I wish I did because that regalia is cool. I love indigenous regalia. And this particular flavor is beautiful. I cannot describe it. You're just going to have to see it. I suggest looking these guys up. Very, very good stuff. Oh, wow. And I have a feeling I'm going to be watching more of this for the rest of the day as I eat my lunch, which is I got to do right now. I'm hungry for my croissant. I'm hungry for my turkey croissant sandwich because it's the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day, and now it's over, so I have to eat lunch, and I want a croissant with turkey. Okay, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.